IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program, in which we try to deal with the critique of some of the Hollywood movies with religious and spiritual themes. One of those movies that we wanted to criticize today, featuring actors and actresses such as Anthony Hopkins, Matthew Good, and Lisa Fries, to just name a few, is Freud's Last Session, which is produced in 2023. The box office for this movie was a little bit more than $863,000. IMDb gave this movie 6.1 out of 10 and Rotten Tomatoes 45%. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum assalam and thank you for having me as always.
You're welcome. And Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the studio again.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Always a pleasure being with you, Brother Muhammad Jawad.
Thank you very much. The pleasure is all mine. Well, this movie, I mean, Freud's Last Session, is produced in 2023, directed by Matthew Brown. It's all about, actually, the last portion or one of the few days of Freud's life. And his actually debate and polemic with an imaginary iconic author, C.S. Lewis, according to the movie nicknamed as Jack. It happens on September 3rd, 1939. The world is on the brink of the Second World War. The movie is about a monumental session over the existence of God, a fictional debate with one of the greatest minds of the 20th century, Freud, the father of psychology, and an iconic author, C.S. Lewis, nicknamed Jack, who rejected atheism in favor of Christianity. I asked one of the AI tools or platforms about Freud's background in life and education and some of his theories, and let's hear this and then we'll come back.
Sigmund Freud, born in Austria in 1856, was a neurologist who became the founder of psychoanalysis. After studying medicine at the University of Vienna, he focused on treating patients with nervous disorders. He developed his theories based on his observations, including the existence of the unconscious mind, the concept of the id, ego, and superego, and psychosexual development stages. These theories, while controversial, significantly impacted psychology and continue to be debated and studied today.
Back to the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program. You just listened to a little background on Freud's life and education, as well as his theories by an AI platform. We decided actually to criticize the movie Freud's Last Session with Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser. Let me start with Sayyid Abdullah this time. Sayyid Abdullah, there are lots of things which are discussed, concepts, very important key concepts and notions discussed in this movie. And one of them is the clash between faith and science, which is very much obvious in this movie. Is there any struggle between intellectual skepticism and religious belief, or between material reasoning and spirituality?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, there shouldn't be any conflict because it depends on how science or theories that revolves around the human himself align themselves with the divine order and creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There shouldn't be a clash.
Yes.
Now, unless you come up with something really awful, like Freud's theories, which is shocking in their nature, which is, it is not logical, it is not theoretical, it is not even scientific, to say the least, then we have an issue. Okay, so you can't bring a concept that is in itself is polluted, and when people don't accept it, especially from faith perspective, whether Christianity or Islam or whatever faith rejects it, it doesn't mean that there's a clash. It means that the concept itself is wrong. The idea that you bring forward is wrong. Otherwise, for example, Islam itself, it emphasizes the scientific work. Islam, wants people to advance in terms of knowledge, in terms of technology, in terms of any form of sciences. And it was the Muslims who basically started most of the sciences that we have today. What we live today, we live by algorithm, which is an invention by a Muslim, nevertheless. So Islam actually brings that, you know, that notion of knowledge and science. So Islam and religion do not collide. What collision happens is when you bring a moral concept, you cloth it with a scientific discovery or a scientific kind of garment, and then you bring it to the public. And then when the religions say to you, well, you've missed the point, you're like, no, then there is a clash. Like, oh, religion is clashing with science. No, that shouldn't be the case.
I see.
Because science is about discoveries. Discoveries of things that are already there. Things which God made already. So there shouldn't be a clash to begin with.
I see. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. Let's take a short break by listening to a part of the movie Freud's Last Session, produced in 2023, directed by Matthew Brown. And then we'll be back and continue our program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
Professor Lewis?
Yes?
Anna Freud.
Ah.
Nice to meet you.
And you.
Good luck.
Dr. Freud.
Sit, please. Not there. That's the transformation couch. You be careful. Why would you come here to see me if you disagree so passionately with my views?
You've insisted all your lives that the very concept of God is ludicrous.
Yes.
Clash between God and Satan.
Ah, but I did not say whose side I was on. I consider what people tell me far less interesting than what they choose not to tell me.
Have you frightened off your professor yet?
Not yet. Soon, perhaps.
Back to the program. Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie Freud's Last Session, produced in 2023, directed by Matthew Brown. Brother Yasser, we all know that in existential philosophy, there are very much key notions which are debated and argued very vigorously. I'm talking about existence, human existence, human independence, and meaning of life, purpose of life, and death, and loneliness. These are some of their key issues which are discussed there in secular existential philosophy. Of course, the religious type or version of it, which is championed by Kierkegaard, added God to the equation. My question to you is, what does Islam think of death? Is it tragic or euphoric?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islam thinks it's neither tragic nor is it euphoric.
Mm-hmm.
It is a means by which a person just goes from one world to the next, depending on the actions of that particular person.
Yes.
Just like a child, when he's born into this world, the child himself doesn't, maybe at that particular, doesn't know what pain is, doesn't know what happiness is, doesn't know what joy is.
Mm.
It's a blank slate.
Right.
But the difference between that transition from womb to world compared to this transition from this transient world to the eternal world,
mm-hmm.
is that in that one, the person had no choice in the actions that were done in the womb of the mother. Whereas here, everything that is done will be based on the actions of a person. How a person lives this transient world will be based on how he lived his life from the time of his responsibility or age of responsibility, his balugh, mm-hmm. until the time that person, or what you call the angel of death, comes to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we have many traditions in this regard that some people will find this a very painful experience. Some
yes.
people will not find a very painful experience. Some mm-hmm. people find it blissful. some people will, you know, say that, okay, no, they are waiting for it. So it's not either this or that. It depends completely on the individual and the deeds and the acts that they performed in the life that they had.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Brother Yasser. Let's take a short break by listening to a trailer or a part of the movie Freud's Last Session, produced in 2023, directed by Matthew Brown. Stay with us.
You challenge my disbelief, is that correct?
I do.
Well done. Good. Too late to turn back now. It seems to me, Professor, you never matured enough to face the terror of being alone in the dark.
What is it you think I'm so afraid of?
Yeah, we're all terrified. Do you bury your doubts? Do you bury your memories of the war? But at the core of your being, we're all cowards before death.
Back to the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio with me, Mama Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers in the studio, helping me criticize the movie Freud's Last Session, produced in 2023, directed by Matthew Brown. Sayyid Abdullah, one of the other concepts which is discussed in, existential philosophy again, is the meaning or the purpose of life. Would you tell our dear audience about this, and what does Islam think of this?
You want me to tell you the meaning of life? Well, I wish I knew the meaning of life. From a Quranic perspective and Hadith perspective, they view this world and this life that we're living. Mm-hmm. Because mind you, this is not our first realm, this is the second realm. So the Quran speaks about the different realms that a human being goes through, from the ayah where he says, "Kuntum ammatan thumma ahyakum thumma yumitukum thumma yuhyikum." So he talks about four stages that we're going to go through. We've already been through one, the realm of dhar, as we refer to it, the realm of atoms. Now we're in the realm of dunya. In this world, based on the Quran, this is a transit world, and it was meant to be for trial. This is the testing ground for what is about to come. So the meaning of life from a Quranic perspective, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ, created life and death just to trial and test you. So what is the exact definition of the meaning of life? I wouldn't acclaim to know, but as far as the Quran and Hadith, we're here to be trialed, we're here to be tested. Mm-hmm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, depending on the capacity of a person, he will throw certain tests his way and see how he copes with it.
And some might argue, what is the ultimate purpose of even this trial and tribulation?
Now,
could it be like a means to an end, or it's an end in itself?
Like I said, it's because now it's we in the territory of trying to question God, why did he create us, right? Mm-hmm. So like I said, in the hadith, in the ayat, even like the Quran says, خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ لِيَعْبُدُونَ, I created man and jinn and humans to worship me. Imam al-Sadiq or Imam Baqir, he said, لِيَعْلَمُونَ, to know me. We have a hadith says, I was like a treasure, I wanted to be known, so I created the creation to know me. Mm. But these are not the ultimate reasons. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us here?
So what is the ultimate reason then?
We don't. That's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are ahkam, we call it ta'abudiyya, like we just do because God said so, we submit. The actual reason, it's beyond my comprehension, or something I don't understand myself. So to say to God, why are we here? What is the ultimate goal? Is this like a mean or a goal? I wouldn't answer. Maybe Brother Ibrahim has a more philosophical answer to it, but...
So you agree with existential philosophers in this issue, that they claim that this life is meaningless, and we have to insert or inject meaning into it.
No, I'm not saying it's meaningless. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it has meaning. You're here, you created. One of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you is that He's given you a life, He's given you a purpose.
But it's something that we don't know.
He's giving you a mission. No, we're talking about what is the reason to God creating us.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than saying my life is pointless, has no meaning, I have to create the meaning. No, Allah says you have a meaning, you have a purpose, and you have a goal.
Okay.
And we're giving you the means to reach your goal. So
thank
there
you
is
very much.
Definitely a meaning to
thank
it.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah, and thank you very much, Brother Yasser, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoints, this movie critique program on RIB English Radio. Well, of course, I might add that it's important to note that this movie is a fictionalized account, and some aspects might differ from historical truth or records. However, it uses the historical figures as springboards to explore timeless philosophical and psychological questions, making this movie a thought-provoking watch. And we'd like to end our episode with Freud's voice himself, which is the only voice available on the internet.
I started my professional activities as a neurologist trying to bring relief to my neurotic patients. Under the influence of an older friend, and by my own efforts, I discovered some important new facts about the unconscious inside of life, the role of instinctual urges, and so on.